welcome. Listen to the roar of the surf. Perhaps you'll see a catamaran behind me or hear a helicopter tour because we're in beautiful Antigua West Indies. And today I want to talk to you about how you should not let the landlord destroy your deal. Business owner finds a perfect add-on acquisition. Same industry, different customers, but what he most wanted was the location. He needs much more space because he's growing so fast. The landlord was the issue. The landlord would not give a decent lease, a long-term lease, anything like that. Deal done. Very similar to one of Jessica's clients on the buy side. A retail business, location, location, location was more important than ever. And yes, the landlord would give a long-term lease, but had a short-term demolition clause in case the property would be sold and or redeveloped into something, you know, one of these five-story mixed uses. It all depends on the business and the industry, because one of my other clients, Alex, who owns a plumbing company, the bank was fine with a five-year lease, no option, because he could move into any little industrial park for what really had to be stored. So I've seen some posts online recently. When do you deal with the lease? Well, it's first of all, it's after you have a deal in place, a signed letter of intent. And it's probably after you've signed your off on your financial due diligence and you get into these non-financial things like customers, employees, the lease, the supply chain, etc. And the seller is the one that needs to approach the landlord first. And if they're on the ball, they would have approached them before anything happened when they start thinking about selling. From Antigua, don't let the landlord destroy your deal. Thank you.